My favorite phrase from earlier this week is, hope is a function of adversity. And for those of you who are mathematicians and graphers, you can start graphing this one. I was listening to an interview with Brené Brown when she said that line, and I've been thinking about it ever since. Brené Brown is the person who has been researching vulnerability. She got to be an expert on vulnerability by researching shame. I've talked about her before, and I recommend her TED Talk to you if reading her book, The Gifts of Imperfection or Daring Greatly, aren't on your reading list yet. We'll get a link to that up on the website. So she started by researching shame, which isn't a research topic that everyone chooses. She defines shame as the feeling that spawns these two thoughts in our heads. One, the thought of, I'm not good enough, and the other thought of, who do you think you are? Shame is basically the feeling that when something happens that's hard or sad or confusing, it indicates that there is something wrong with you. And you may be thinking, I thought we were talking about hope today. And we are not. But she gets to hope from this understanding of shame. We often act as if not having hard or confusing or sad things happen is the key to being hopeful. And we often try to avoid difficult things ourselves and spare each other pain in the hopes that we'll be happier and more hopeful. And it doesn't work. You have probably noticed the ways that it doesn't work. And yet we often continue to try to spare ourselves and each other pain. And Brené Brown says, hope is a function of adversity. So there's some link between experiencing difficulty and hopefulness. But it's not direct. It's not that when you encounter something hard, suddenly it makes you feel really hopeful. You've probably noticed that that doesn't work either. No, it's that she, like a lot of us, has figured out that encountering difficult things, being sad, having unexpected losses, being confused about what is next, is part of being human, that there's just no way around it. We can spend time trying to dodge it, but we can't. But what she's figured out is that the people who encounter those difficulties, who accept the risks that create anxiety but maybe great hope, that when we encounter those and remember that we don't have to go through them ourselves, and that the difficulty is not an indication of our worthiness, that difficulty does not bring into question whether we belong or whether we can be loved. That when we can meet difficulty with that understanding, that our belonging and our being loved is not changed by difficulty, that's when difficulty brings hopefulness. So I'll tell you a story, and then maybe it will make more sense. And this is her story. And after I sit with her story for a few weeks, maybe I will remember my own version of her story, because I'm sure we each have one of these. She has a daughter who I think might be 10, or at least in this moment of the story, she's 10. And her daughter had just started a new sport and was pretty excited about it and wanted to try out for the team at school. And Brené Brown was pretty sure that her daughter didn't have enough skills to make it onto the team, that she would be disappointed if she tried out. And she said before she started her research about shame and vulnerability, she would have tried to talk her daughter out of trying out for the team. She would have tried to explain, well, the other girls have been practicing for longer and you're better at soccer, so maybe you should just be on the soccer team. She was trying to spare her daughter that moment and perhaps days of disappointment. And she was also trying to spare herself some disappointment. And also trying to spare herself the difficulty of having to just be with her daughter when she was disappointed and she as a mother couldn't change that at all. So with her new understanding about being vulnerable in the world and that disappointment does not affect whether we belong or are lovable, she said, "Okay, go ahead and try out." And her daughter tried out and got out there and played and didn't make the team. And Brené Brown didn't try to convince her of anything. She just said, "How do you feel about that?" And her daughter was disappointed and cried. And Brené Brown didn't try to talk her out of that. She just let her be sad about it for a while and hugged her daughter and made it really clear that the fact that she hadn't made the team had no effect on how wonderful she was as a person. And she recovered, and she went on, and she played soccer, and she was happy, and she had her mother in a way that she might not have if they hadn't gone through that together. If they hadn't sat in the kitchen, at their kitchen table, looking like everything was always going to be gray snow and cold wind for a little while. And then let the season change, but go through it together. That, it turns out, is the key to people being hopeful. Remembering that we can go through things together, that we can try things and fail and go on. That we can hope for things and have them just fall apart, but do it together and go on. That we can imagine the possible and then have it dissolve, but do it together and go on. That it's worth risking together, because that's where we learn to grow hope. True hope that carries us out into a life that is coming into bloom.